Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So in the meanwhile, we're listening to the mainstream media again. And of course, friends, this is what we're playing off of, right? This is what we're up against. Corrupt politicians working hand in glove with the mainstream media. It's not something that we can ignore. It's something we have to address lawfully. That's why I continuously reiterate the point. Look what they're continuously trying to do. They're trying to divide the American people. Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, a year and a half ago, a female officer pulls over a black young man, which is completely irrelevant. He used to live a half a block away from where this took place, by the way. She pulls him over. He tries to jump back into the car and speed away. She accidentally, and foolishly, friends, but it was an accident, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If this was a white man, there would be no issue whatsoever. It would have been overlooked. It would have been water under the bridge. But because it's a black man, the mainstream media has to pick it up and continuously attempt to pit people one against another. Have you had enough yet? Okay, Matthew 3:25, Jesus said a house divided against itself will not stand. And you know what? Quite frankly, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired when they're coming to this very issue in which I'm highlighting right now. They're tired of the mainstream media and corrupt politicians using blacks against white. And I just want to remember, friends, in reminding you that white people are a people of color, too. Don't forget that, okay? But I want to tell you this. The police are sick and tired of it. But now what are they doing? They're making a big ado of it because it was a white female police officer that shot and killed accidentally a black teenager. Now, anybody looking at the film concerning what took place here, friends, will see it was completely, every step of the way, an accident. And she even said it the way she responded on video after it happened. She realized what happened, friends. Accidents happen, period. Okay. Now the defense is in place and saying, listen, if you didn't try to run, it would have never escalated to the point that it did. Of course. But nobody wants to talk about law and reason, do they? Nope, they want to talk about irrationality, and they want to continuously divide the people, right? I'm sick of it. I know that the police are sick of it. Oh, wait a second. Matter of fact, and I'm doing this just shooting from the hip right now. It was one of the videos that I had loaded up. This is a city council member being confronted by the police saying, you know what, enough of this because we're sick and tired of it. Black, white, we're all in it together. And it's exactly what I've been saying for some time now. Here we go.
It's pandering. Yeah. You bow down to Black Lives Matter. These police officers that are out here protecting this city, that protected it from being on fire, if it wasn't for them, this city would be burnt down right now.
That's right. I'm showing you this for the very reason and purpose that this is the majority of the American people saying we've had enough of you politicians trying to wedge people against each other, giving way to all five members of Black Lives Matters, all five members of Antifa. And by the way, you are going to, without a shadow of a doubt, find out that it's federal government aiding these groups of the American version of Gestapo to create domestic insurrection. That's all this is. But again, I'm showing you, friends, that they're tired of it. They're tired of it. And the mainstream media, the useful idiots and corrupt politicians, do not speak for the rest of us. Oh, and by the way, this is a black woman confronting a white city board member with aiding Black Lives Matters. Just so you all understand that this is all, again, by design. And again, people are sick and tired of it. Are you sick and tired of it? Yeah, I'm sick and tired of it too. Always want to break down that barrier and remind everybody, friends, Jesus didn't come into the world to save your skin. He came into the world to save your soul. And it was my father and my big brother that created diversity when it comes to color, because it pleases him. And if it pleases him, it should please us. And we should put it all down and deal with it and shut off the spigot, friends, when it comes to the mainstream media. Oh, and speaking of which, I just got this just a couple of moments ago. I want to show you what's going on over in a foreign country. This is Parma. Where that may be, I don't know. I didn't have time to basically dig it up. But it's Napma. I believe it's over in Italy, probably a province or a city or in part of that perspective country. And I'm going to show you what's happening over there. Speaking of a different topic, but again, I want you to see what's happening. And what's happening over there, friends, again, for the record, is the people walking up and down the street with signs of their loved ones that have died from the experimental jabs, just keeping you in the know as to what's going on across the world while the mainstream media continuously censors this outlet in a big way. And again, I'm reiterating the point for our attorneys, but again, you can see it's happening again today, friends. Is this what's happening in America? Absolutely not. Is this what's happening in other countries that are pushing the New World Order? No, it's not. I want to show you what's happening in the United States of America, okay? What's happening in the United States of America is Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. He called himself the father of the vaccine. Don't forget that. He's on a little tour trying to make sure everybody gets their experimental jab while you ignore the fruit of it. And what's interesting is someone just sent this over to me not too long ago, and I seen it previously. I seen it this morning, and it is Trump's grill. And if you want to go to Donald Trump's grill in New York City, did you know that you have to have a vaccine passport? While he's out there condemning Joe Biden, keep in mind, this is the circus of politics. These are the actors and the clowns in the circus of politics. While he's out there on his little tour condemning Joe Biden for vaccine passports, guess what he's a part of, friends? And don't forget who opened the curtains to the players pushing the sale on the behest of what? Big Pharma. Donald Trump. Don't forget that. Matter of fact, he said he was proud of that. Don't forget that neither. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Worse is, regardless of the facts, they keep, you know what they're doing now in Minneapolis, as a matter of fact, speaking of facts, which are stubborn things, went into a store this morning and I noticed on the front page of the paper it said 10,000 people dead. And what they're doing is they're saying 10,000 people that are dead died from COVID. Now, you all the well know that last week I spent time sharing with you, friends, factual information that the administrators, hospital administrators, doctors and nurses, and coroners are all getting bonuses. Okay, they're getting incentives to basically get people to take the PCR test, to basically find them positive. They get a bonus. To admit them to the hospital for COVID, they get a bonus. As well as the coroners, if someone dies, regardless of they're decapitated or one of their limbs falls off or whatever the case is, if they basically label that person as being dead from COVID-19, they get bonuses. Okay? So what they're doing is they're going to continuously jack these numbers up. Go ahead and mark them down right now. And what they're going to do is they're going to continuously equate the dead people from the vaccinations as those that have been unvaccinated. Okay? This is how they're going to wedge it. And this is what's happening all over the globe right now. This is why you stay armed, America, because it's coming. You can rest assured it's coming. Why the American people have to wait until their backs are up against the wall before they respond, I have no idea. And it's interesting, friends. I was just talking to my wife this morning about this. I said, it's interesting. This is the ministry people always come back to when things scare the people, because they know what we're telling them is predicated and premised off the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution. They know what I'm saying is right. And I told my friend, the Lord doesn't need fair-weathered friends. And you can rest assured, sooner or later, His mercy will run out concerning those people that play Him the way that they do in such a fashion. But I want to tell you people that are out there, and you are fair-weathered friends when it comes to the things of the Lord, you're not playing the Lord, you're playing your own. And what you're doing is you're heaping up wrath for the day of judgment. And you can rest assured that it will come. But we're noticing this, friends. we're noticing this. But we're also noticing that more and more people are awake to what's going on. Why, again, it's taken the American people 2 years to catch on to what foreign countries all over the world have caught on to within the first 6 months, I know not. I know not. I want to show you a video showing you exactly what's happening.
Check this out. When it comes to the pharmaceutical industry.
Today, newly released data suggests mass vaccine rollouts have failed to stop COVID transmission. According to a medical study in The Lancet, the prevalence of the virus is increasing in fully vaccinated people. After examining new infections in Germany, researchers found that the rate of cases among fully vaccinated individuals ages 60 and older has risen from 16.9% in July to 58.9% in October. That's a 42% increase.
Let me remind you, friends, it's not this whole pandemic. It's basically the pill in the jam. Okay, their objective is more control over the people with the use of this invisible enemy. I'm stopping here because I want people to understand that this report is telling you that what is happening to the people that have been experimented on as guinea pigs that have taken the experimental jab because the government told them so. What's interesting to note, they're finding now that they have a higher rate, right, of coronavirus, which, by the way, is one of the strains, because there's several of them, which is equated to the common cold. Okay, and there's a recovery rate of 99.997. Okay, so just so you understand how this is all being bolstered to be what it is not, embellished to be what it is not. But what I want you to catch wind of is the fact that yesterday I played for you a video of Zuckerberg and Fauci, and Fauci told us exactly what this report is telling us right now, that things are worse, not better. Okay?
Suggesting that fully vaccinated people are a major source of COVID transmission. Throughout Britain, the number of household contacts exposed to unvaccinated cases, which was 23%.
So it's those that have been vaccinated that are the problem.
The number exposed to vaccinated individuals, which was 25%. Furthermore, an outbreak in Israel that infected multiple healthcare workers and patients, as well as their family members, came from a fully vaccinated hospital patient. This at a time where most American voters don't trust major pharmaceutical companies and think that drug makers have too much influence over America's healthcare policy.
They
do. A national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen reports finds that 53% of likely U.S. voters don't trust large pharmaceutical companies, including 19%.
No, it's much higher than that, friends, for the record. Much higher.
6% say they trust major drug makers a lot, while 36% of voters somewhat trust them.
Now, I reached out to Pfizer to get the response on both of these studies, as well as the CDC, to get their take on the transmission rates among fully vaccinated people. However, I have not heard back.
Of course you haven't heard back, because it doesn't fit the narrative. Do you understand? It doesn't fit the narrative. They don't want it out there. Now, I want to show you something, because yesterday, again, for those that are paying attention today, yesterday I had highlighted the fact that 19 individuals that have taken the, just 19, this is the tip of the iceberg, 19 that I highlighted, okay? The mainstream media continuously covers this information up, but amputees following shortly after receiving the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, I want you to see these pictures. This guy right here, he was a karate instructor. He lost his leg. He said his leg felt like it was going to blow up, so they amputated it. Then we have another individual. She's a mother right here. She lost one of her legs as well. She said, I was affected by venous thrombosis in my left leg just a week after the vaccination. She was a completely healthy person before that. Here is another one. She lost both of her legs, her right fingers, and this is after her second Pfizer. She was going to school to be a doctor. She should have knew better, but she didn't want to listen to guys like me because we're just conspiracy theorists, right? And then I highlighted Gorn. He's a 50-year-old construction worker. He had his leg amputated due to blood clots, okay, after the AstraZeneca vaccine, and these are all the same ones that they're pushing right now through the mainstream media. Is this not criminal? Then we had Alex Mitchell. He was a Scottish man who had his left leg amputated 2 weeks after receiving AstraZeneca, right? And then we have him. There he is. And isn't that cute, friends? This is all the information they mean to withhold, right? And then there he is with his new fake leg, his left leg, right? And he had no issues before that took place. And then we have this Kang Kao. She was a 20-year-old student who lost her leg after AstraZeneca vaccine. And 2 months later, she died from blood thinner complications. But again, we didn't hear any of that on the news, did we? No. And of course, because they didn't want you to hear about any of that information. And they sure don't want you seeing what's going on over in Italy, friends, where they're walking up and down the streets in the thousands showing the lost loved ones that were used as guinea pigs. But again, friends, if they didn't take the shot, guess what? Then they couldn't buy and they couldn't sell. And you can rest assured, friends, we're already seeing it here in America, just like I told you it was going to happen here in America. You call me what you will, but the fact of the matter is, friends, I'm called to love you in truth, not in compromise. I'm not called to be diplomatic with you. Pay attention to the fruit. Pay attention to the fruit, and do you not understand what the Lord is showing us through His mercy? Okay, now this is what's important too. It's funny how when bad things happen, they say, where was the Lord? Where was He at? I want to tell you where He was at. The same place He is right now, using this ass's mouth to tell you what you want to hear, at least so you say, or should I say, what you need to hear to prevent these things happening to you and to your family. And this is going to stop when you deal with those that continuously drive the narrative that this is safe and effective, which in truth, the opposite again is true. Isaiah 5:20. Okay? Don't you dare get jacked at the things of God when He's faithful to warn you. Does anybody understand the voice of the law and the prophets? Does anybody understand the love of God, which is the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37? Does anybody understand that that voice is always there to warn us? Psalm 19:11. That voice is always there to warn us. And guess what? People don't like it. They don't like the truth. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter if you like the truth or not. If you want to save where your little behind is right now and your soul at the end of the day, then you better start taking heed to the Word of God, because taking heed to the Word of God is what brings us to the things of God, where we can be saved by Jesus Christ. I am called to love you in repentance and to repentance, period. Period. Here, this is what I wanted to say. The sheep are not mad that they're being lied to. To those that have ears to hear, they're not mad that they're being lied to. No. They're mad at guys like me for proving that they're being lied to. You understand? That's what's happening here. That's what's happening here. You guys online right now on social media platforms, I want to prove a point here. Wait until the next wave comes in. Wait until they fall to attack again concerning this treasonous, disgraceful individual in federal government, because you're going to see my numbers skyrocket again. And then when they think everything's okay, they go back to the gods that they truly serve, themselves, their idols. And it gets to the point where the Lord says, go to your gods that you serve and let them deliver you. Because the only thing that you're going to reap at that point is the fear that you brought upon yourself, and there's going to be no help. Read Proverbs chapter 1. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Holiday travel numbers are starting to be on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. That's according to AAA, which estimates more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. From December 23rd to January 2nd, more than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices. A Baltimore police officer is in critical condition after being targeted in an ambush-style shooting on Wednesday night. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott saying the gunman's arrest will send a message to others who believe they can disregard laws in the city.
We will not allow folks to just think that they can take out anybody in our city, especially when you're talking about people who go out to protect us each and every day.
The officer is getting life-saving surgery. No suspects have been named in the shooting. USA Radio News. Haitian kidnappers released the remaining 12 missionary hostages who were abducted 2 months ago. That's according to the U.S. missionary group and a Haitian police spokesman. Five others were freed in recent weeks. Former McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook agreed to return compensation now valued at more than $105 million to resolve a legal dispute related to his dismissal as head of the burger chain. The settlement, which allows McDonald's to move past a scandal that has weighed on it for more than 2 years, also includes an apology from Mr. Easterbrook. President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned of catastrophic economic consequences if the government were to default on its debt obligations this month. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, by the way, notice all of these cities now that have a spike in crime. Notice those are the same cities that also said that they wanted to defund the police. I'm not making this up. Who would want to lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt? Did you know that in California, friends? I'm not making this up. This is a fact. In California, did you know that that said communist over there, he removed the law because, again, as I've continuously reiterated, they're trying to create domestic insurrection because they want the people to cry out for more control over their lives? No, it shows you they're not doing their job, because if they enforced the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have man's 10,000 commandments. In California, you have to steal something of value over $900. To be prosecuted. In other words, if it's 900 in one, they can prosecute you. But if it's $899.99, they can't prosecute you. What are they doing? They're giving a green light to criminals in California to steal at will. And then when they have these flash mobs that you've been hearing about over the last couple of weeks, going into jewelry stores, going into Nordstrom's and these other outlet stores and stealing on camera, they're not afraid of anything because the government said that they could do it. I'm not making this up. This is what you put up with, Americans. Here, let me show you what else is happening in California so you can understand the severity of what's going on. These people are so encouraged right now that they have actually decided to just, well, you know, go find the train that has all the merchandise on it. And what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and steal away. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're stealing away, aren't they? They're finding the transport trailers on the tracks. And when they find them, they're going in there and stealing all of the merchandise outside or inside of those little trailer capsules. This is all being encouraged by your government. And don't forget your said representatives. And it's corruption. It's not good government. It's not American government. But what I want you to understand, friends, also keep in mind, these are the same people that have let out tens of thousands of criminals, felons, from prison back out onto the streets across America. Okay, that's what's happening right now. Who's doing it? Is it a foreign entity? Nope. Nope. It's your said representatives that are doing this. See, these people right here have been given the green light to go ahead and steal up to $901. Because if they, up to $900. If they go over at one penny, then and only then can they be prosecuted. Does that sound like a government to you? Or does that sound like a bunch of crooks trying to create crime? Because I'm here to tell you what it's all about. It's about creating crime. Oh, and speaking of which, because this is our main topic, we are talking about how they, namely corruption in government, is and are, in fact, alluring illegals into America. I want to start this little segment off really quick with playing a audio video for you concerning the crimes of the illegals. I want you to understand that this new Build Back bill, what they're saying, for instance, let's tear down the old house, America as we know it, and recreate it in our own New World Order image. That's what this is all about. But notice what's inside of the bill. They are actually giving benefits. I kid you negative. Benefits to illegals to come into America. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Folks, I'm telling you what, the best place to go to predict what is happening is the Word of God. And nobody can deny it. Nobody can deny what I'm telling you. Nobody can. Either we're going to go and serve the Lord joyfully for His blessings, the first 15 verses of Deuteronomy 28, or else we're going to be cursed. 55 curses, judgments upon our heads. That's where we're at today. The American people, 330 million people, have allowed corruption in their government to now allure these illegals into America, alluring them in with benefits. I want to show you the kind of people that they're alluring into the United States of America. And again, folks, you're going to have to judge for yourself as to what's taking place, because what I'm going to show you right now are just, again, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the crimes of illegals that are being allured into America. The following stories are crimes committed on American citizens by illegal immigrants who have no respect for America's laws or her people. Troy Payton was stabbed to death with a butcher knife by an illegal alien, Amiel Azameda, during a confrontation after Azameda has insulted a 15-year-old girl, all of whom lived in a residence motel near Las Vegas. Even though the killer was a previously deported illegal alien, District Judge Joseph Bonaventure sentenced Azameda to only 19 to 48 months, even though the killer pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Azameda also had a prior arrest record for assault and domestic violence in Colorado and had been deported a month before the killing. Officer Michael Gordon lost his life to a drunk-driving illegal alien. The Chicago policeman was in the driver's seat of a squad car when it was struck by Luis Calia, a Guatemalan whose blood alcohol level was 0.177, twice the legal limit. Luis Calia died a few hours after striking the police car, and Michael Gordon is survived by his wife and four children. Before entering the police department, Gordon joined the 81st Airborne right after high school, serving in Bosnia and Korea. As a policeman, he asked to be assigned to a tough part of Chicago because he wanted to do more than just write tickets. Oceanside officer Tony Zepetella was a rookie cop who had been in the department just over a year when he was shot three times and killed in a credit union parking lot by Adrian George Camacho, a Mexican illegal alien.
He laughed the whole time. He laughed in
court. Officer Zepetella was married with a six-month-old child He was born in Whittier and enlisted in the Navy after he had graduated from high school.
He was laughing in court that he killed
Tony
him.
Tony Zapatella was 27 years old when he was killed. The accused killer had been deported several times, and his criminal record lists drugs, illegal firearm possession, and gang activity. Victor Hahn was a victim of terrorism in America.
Yeah, all you people, you just keep
killed as she sat at her desk.
You just keep fishing online. You just keep ignoring what's happening in your own country.
At the El Al ticket counter in Los Angeles International Airport. She was born in Israel and immigrated with her family to the U.S. in 1990. Particularly sad is the fact that her family had planned a surprise party for her the next day where her boyfriend intended to propose. The LAX shooter was born in Egypt and lived here for a time as an illegal alien and was even considered for deportation.
The crimes of the illegals.
His wife won the diversity lottery. Sister Helen Chaska was murdered in late summer 2002 by being strangled with her rosary beads. The beads were found embedded in her neck. She was also raped, as was another nun who accompanied Sister Helen during walking prayers. Both women were in Klamath Falls, Oregon, doing missionary work when the crimes occurred. Her accused murderer is Maximiliano Asperez, who is in the United States illegally and was convicted in 1988 of robbery and kidnapping in Los Angeles.
This is what your government is alluring into America.
He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, was released in 1992, and was on probation until 1995. By law, this man should have been deported to Mexico after his release in 1992. Instead, the INS allowed him to remain in the United States and then and only then to commit even more heinous crimes. 18-year-old Trisha Taylor of Detroit was in court in December 2002 to hear the plea of the illegal alien who caused her to lose both legs above the knees. Jose Carcamo was driving under the influence, 0.08% blood alcohol level, and speeding when he drove over a curb and smashed Taylor into a wall. One report stated that Carcamo has had 17 violations since
17 times, friends.
Another
but
noted
the government
that
keeps pulling him back into America.
It is agreed that the car was traveling between 50 and 75 miles per hour on a street posted for 25 miles per hour. The INS has twice begun deportation proceedings against Carcamo to return to El Salvador, but regrettably did not follow through. Carcamo will be out of jail in a few years, but Trisha Taylor faces a lifetime of pain and disability because of another failure of the INS to remove
your government is alluring these people in to America.
The lives of
today.
Many law enforcement officers have been lost at the criminal hands of violent illegal aliens. One such was David March, a Los Angeles County sheriff, who was killed when he pulled over a car for a routine traffic stop. The driver was a dangerous Mexican drug dealer, Armando Garcia, who had been deported twice and has a long history of violent crime.
Are you listening,
friends? After shooting Sheriff March twice in the head, Garcia was able to escape and is believed to be in Mexico, where officials refused to send him back for trial. Garcia is also wanted for two attempted murders.
So what happens? They lure him into America.
Without question, America is comprised of immigrants from all over the world.
Now listen, really quick, these illegals are allured in. I just shared with people that may be just joining us even now online that this new Build Back Better bill is actually giving benefits to illegals to come into America. If you want the illegals to quit coming into America, quit alluring them in through the mayors, governors, and through the federal government. They're using your money to allure these criminals into America. I'm not saying they're all bad. That's not my point. But if they come in illegally, that makes them criminals. Now, notice who is alluring them into America. It is your said representatives that are committing crimes against you, which makes them criminals. So if you want this to stop, you're going to have to deal lawfully with your said representatives. You shut that door, you get good people into power, we'll put a stop to this, but this is going to continue on until the American people put a stop to it, just like any other crime taking place today. But this is being induced by your said representatives. And America welcomes them. However, they must come in abiding by the laws of the land that they wish to be a part of, because there's no other way. That's right. So, folks, we're going to take a hard break. We're going to come back. We're going to take a couple phone calls. And then I want to show you another video, because it is from yesterday, concerning how they are being transported into America by your government. It is appalling, to say the least. Again, we will be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are lighting up right now. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to play this short video so you understand what's going on right now. This was posted yesterday by Breitbart, so we got a reliable news source for the most part, except when it comes to unconstitutional parties, right? But they got some pretty good stuff over there. So with that said, I want you to see what is in fact happening just yesterday, okay? Just yesterday. And I want to show you how they are being bussed in to America. You are being overtaken right now as we speak. The American people know this. They're doing their best to just go ahead and rearrange the chair as they tell the band to keep playing as their country falls to demise. How that makes sense, I don't know, but it's not a good place to put you or your children in any sense of the world. We're not made a word. We're not made out of that stuff, folks. But let's go over here. And again, I want to show you what's happening. Put this up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. And again, hopefully you'll understand that this is happening, America, in your country.
This isn't a third world country. This is happening in your country. And by the way, let me remind you, they are pulling these people into your country so you can understand what, again, I've always shared with you. They need the support that they don't have yet. That's why they need the illegals. But what's happening is the illegals come in, and then they want a piece of the American dream as well, and then they turn on these said corrupt representatives in America, and so they just keep pulling them in. See, if they had the support that they wanted you to believe that they had, they wouldn't have to bring in the illegals. But this is what is happening in America just yesterday. This is yesterday. Oh, you know what? It says 12-9. Forgive me. 7 days ago. 7 days ago. Forgive me. I just got it yesterday. This is your country, friends. Your government is alluring. I've seen all military-aged males thus far get off this bus. You better ask yourself the question why that is. Just highlighted the crimes of illegals. Now I'm showing you the buses, the air conditioning bus, the air conditioned buses that they're getting off of. And for those that don't know, they're also then flown to the city that they so desire. They're flown there for free. Every single one that we've looked at thus far has been military-aged males. I haven't seen one child. I haven't seen one kid get off that bus yet. Not a one. I thought this was about compassion, right? No, folks. It's about opening you up to the illegals. And this is all happening because they're alluring them in through this new Build Back bill. Folks, does this explain to people what's going wrong with this country? The Lord said, you forget about me, I'll turn your nation into hell. It's exactly what he said would happen. Exactly. Psalm 9:16, verse 17 as well. 9:16 and 17, Psalms. So if you don't want to believe him for his blessings, you're going to believe him for his curses. No question about it. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Dan?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing?
I'm doing good,
thanks. Bringing these guys in. They're bringing these guys in, one, to change the demographics. We know on a national level, voting party-wise isn't going to change anything, but we know at a local level, there's a lot of good Republicans that are standing up, and they dare not let any decent Republicans get in, so they're going to bring in these illegals and instruct them how to vote, that's for sure.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but I don't think that's even really the issue. What we're seeing right now is we're seeing a lot of people lose their jobs because of these unconstitutional vaccine mandates. And all of those people that are quitting, I hope that they can understand now as to what they're vacating. They're giving up their position, and guess who's going to be replacing their positions? You're looking at them right now, the illegals. That's what's happening here.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go next. But the other thing about that is, too, is these people come from countries where they know nothing of freedom, so they don't have anything to preserve because they don't know any difference. So they're willing to live in a totalitarian nation because that's where they came from.
That's right. Well, and then when they get here, Dan, too, we know from the recall with Gavin Newsom that that's not what they desire when they get here. They desire what it is that Americans have, and they desire to know what made Americans free, Psalm 33, verse 12.
Right. This was a little bit off the topic, but the other thing I just wanted to throw out, this crime has been able to fester because last year when BLM and Antifa was terrorizing the whole nation, Bob Barr and the Trump administration done absolutely nothing to stop that.
Of course
not. And if that would have been addressed back then, they would not have felt all this empowerment like they are in California because, you know, crime has gone without punishment now for years. And, you know, emptying out the prisons through the COVID nonsense. I mean, Come on, man. You let hardened criminals out on the street, and you're going
to
throw
well,
mom taking their kids
to
the market.
Exactly.
And that, again, is all by design. So the American people are, in fact, again, you know what, Dan, I don't care if the people want to hear this or not, but what they're doing through their apathy and tolerance is they are daring the justice of God. They're waiting for their enemies to set the narrative again, and this is the next narrative. Now we know that they're signing up for this new bill, which they're trying to pass by Friday, for those that didn't know, to do what? They want to fund benefits for illegals coming into America. So we have to get down to the nitty-gritty to understand what's going on. Thank you for your call, Dan. I totally appreciate it. We got Connie calling in from Idaho. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Connie?
Hey, I have something to say about the vaccines. My mother-in-law got her vaccines, and her neighbor and best friend got his vaccines, and he died, and all of his organs shut down. He was 92, and she is 82, and she made it through.
Okay.
Anyway, what I have to say about that is that nobody should be getting those vaccines.
You think?
What say you?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a given. That's what we're seeing all across the country. I want to go ahead and highlight what Connie just said. We have now brand new data, 32,649 deaths, 3,300,296 injuries following COVID shots in European database. This is in Europe alone. Okay? So, again, Connie's right. Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous as to what's going on, but it's going to continue on until the American people take responsibility. Hopefully your parents told you that that's how you right the wrongs when you were kids, by taking responsibility for what's going on here. I want to get to one more piece, and I want to show you how an individual tried to stop Ben Bergquam from recording the truth at the border. Okay, he's at the border. I want you to pay attention carefully. He's at the border filming all of these illegals coming into America. Check this out, folks. This is offensive to say the least. Here you go.
Actually showing what's happening than the invaders themselves.
Stop recording?
Based on what?
Based on the fact that this is a security point. Did you stop recording?
So the military is telling him you can't be recording all of these illegals coming into America.
You're going to allow these people to invade our
so
country.
We see that this soldier's not doing his job by upholding the U.S. Constitution, the laws wrong to be in the enumerated laws.
You're violating the First Amendment. You're allowing our... Look at this.
You need to please step back.
This is happening right now, friends.
And what will happen
if I don't?
This
was on December 14th.
Nothing's going to happen to you.
Okay.
I'm just asking you to
please. So I'm going to stand here. I'll stand out of your way.
Sir, I need
you guys see what's happening.
I need you to please move back.
We have five rafts coming across here.
Sir,
I will stay out of your way. I will stay out of your way. I'm just saying you're wrong.
Listen to this soldier trying to shut this guy down from filming all of these illegals being allured into America, even now as we speak.
Please stop recording.
I will not stop recording. I do not need to stop recording.
I need you to.
What is your name, sir? And I love you guys. I appreciate you.
I understand, sir.
I appreciate you guys.
Look at this guy.
It's Staff Sergeant Moreno.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm
listen to this.
Stand right here.
He's got a Spanish soldier. He's got a Spanish soldier allowing all these illegals to come over into America from the southern border. Do you think somebody knew better than to do something like that? No. This guy is appointed to do that because he's welcoming in the people of his country into America, who is trying to stop the American from filming illegals coming into America. Really, Americans? Really? Wow.
It's for your own security.
We have the Spanish dude trying to shut down social media platforms.
Sir, this is where I'm going to stand. So either we both stand
and good
here,
for Ben. He said, nope, you're not shutting me down. Connie, I'm not taking you again. I have no time today.
What's
thank
happening
you.
Right here. Why is there nobody down there apprehending the cartel coyote that's bringing them across? That's the question.
See? Yeah, folks, there you have it. There you have it. There you have it. That's what's happening in America right now. Well, you're being entertained, but here, let me just tell you something, okay? Straight from the heart. Just do your best to ignore what's happening to you and your country. Enjoy your favorite sportsters this week, Jeremiah 11:13, what God condemns. You enjoy it, because soon enough, it's all going to be gone, because you did everything in your power to ignore the issues in which you were responsible to deal with.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.